The results of a new Czech study suggest that an overwhelming number of Czechs, 86%, are happy with their lives. The study examined what factors made people happy and looked into how values in Czech society had shifted over the years, from, for instance, valuing competition in the early 1990s towards a greater stress on greater social equality. Jan Wellinger spoke earlier to the Dean of the Faculty of Social Studies at Masaryk University in Brno, Ladislav Rabušic.
Values haven't changed that much. I would just remind the famous statement by British sociologist Ralph Dahrendorf, who warned the new democracies that you can change politics in 6 weeks, the economics in 6 years, but social system and social values can be changed only after 60 years. That means after several generations will be changed. There isn't a huge change during the last 20 years in the Czech Republic in values. But of course, we did find some important changes. If we ask people whether they are happy, we find out that 86% of Czech people are happy. If we ask how satisfied they are with their lives, we found out that 53% are satisfied and only 7% are totally dissatisfied, which means that the famous stereotype that Czechs are in bad mood in the last years, which was actually coined by President Václav Havel, doesn't have support by empirical data.
Conventional wisdom would suggest that people are much harsher when it comes to rating the quality of their lives. So whenever they're asked about politics specifically, there seem to be high numbers of people not having a high trust in their politicians and complaining about the situation.
Exactly, yes. Yes, but those are two different things. People are subjectively quite happy because if we take into consideration the macro-structural data we have had, relatively low unemployment rate for all the time. The economic crisis hasn't hit us yet so seriously, and also we have quite a general social policy. But on the other hand, yes, we did record it that people are dissatisfied with the politics. They actually do not regard politics as important in their life as in previous years. And therefore, yes, they are dissatisfied with politics, but they are quite happy in their lives, which means they do not need the politics for their life.
Now, one of the side results of your study, a fascinating result, is about areas where Czechs and Moravians are happier. I wanted to ask you about those.
It was a sort of a coincidence because I was asking whether there are differences between various regions of the Czech part and Moravian part. And we really did find out that in many parts of Moravia, especially in the parts of South Moravia, people show better scores in the aspects of well-being than people in the especially northern part of Bohemia or central part of Bohemia, which means that there must be something in Moravian region which makes people basically happier than in the other parts.
What is that something? Is it, as the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes has suggested, that the regions are in the wine area, in the vineyards?
Well, yes, right. Whether this is the wine factor is difficult to say because we didn't measure whether the people drink wine. On the other hand, wine production creates a special culture, and perhaps also the fact is that in those areas people have deep social roots and therefore they are happier than the others.
Ladislav Rabušic from Masaryk University in Brno talking about those happy Moravians.